You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't stand people who hate New Year's resolutions. People are always like, New Year's resolution people. Like, why? Like, why do you hate on people wanting to make changes in their life? We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Like, I get that there's like a New Year's resolution. You don't have to wait to January 1st to make them. But if people use the New Year's opportunity to reset and establish goals, I'm all for it. I like when people do that. And I think the new year usually is a good opportunity. Hannah and I had a long conversation yesterday just talking about being burnt out at the end of the year and being tired and things like that. So I feel like it's always, the new year is a great opportunity to establish new goals, new resolutions. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious if anyone out there has a list of New Year's resolutions or ways to reach your goals that are going to be different. And maybe beyond this, the cliche, I want to lose weight and save money. 314-531-9898 if you want to text in those. Because I do it in a different way. I usually don't like create like a New Year's resolution, but I create a word. And sometimes it has been like fitness. And I just was really ultra focused on fitness for the year. I use a word that I kind of like center my life around. And that's my goal. It could be fitness. One year was travel. Last year I said more, and I remember Kevin goes, more?
More.
But that's kind of what my theme is this year, is growth. I want to see myself grow as a person. I want to see the show grow. I want to see my family grow. I want to see just growth. And so growth is what I'm looking for in my life. Because sometimes there are some years where you go into the year and you're like, I'm cool with it just staying the same, stagnant. Mm-hmm. And then there's some years where you're like, this is the year I'm going to take over. This is going to be my year. And so this year, I feel like growth is something I'm looking forward to. Hannah, do you do New Year's resolutions?
So last year, my New Year's resolution was to do the 75 hard challenge. And I was very in it at first. And then I made it 27 days and ruined it when I drank a neutral at the Anheuser-Busch meeting.
At a business meeting.
Yes. Yep. It was to get a new client. And I did. It was awesome. So this year I did not go into 2025 with anything like ready to go or anything like that. But I do think it is an opportunity to kind of reset and look back. I kind of did that yesterday with Brett in our conversation, just kind of looked at, you know, what happened last year here at work and what I'm looking for this year. And I like texted my boss even last night and I was like, I would love to like know your opinion on, you know, things that like you're looking to see for the show and for me as an individual. So, you know, just little things like that. But I don't have like a mantra or anything that I'm going into 2025.
And you didn't write down any specific goals for like New Year's resolutions or anything like that?
No, not this year. I didn't.
No, see, I like that word idea. I think that's brilliant. And you know, I'm like, well, what word would I use? Appreciation, probably, you know, to appreciate.
That's
not
a
just,
really good one,
you know,
Kevin.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah,
appreciate you as listeners. Appreciate my family.
Because I think sometimes it's you forget. You get busy and then you forget to show the people you really care about the appreciation you want.
I might steal that one, Kev.
Well, feel free to steal it because that's really not my goal. My goal is to lose weight because the plan, Sarah and I have, we've got a trip coming up with friends in June. We're going to go on our first it's going to be our first out of the country experience.
You never left
a resort.
Really?
No, I've never done that.
What?
So, yeah.
Wow.
So it's going
to. So you're trying to lose weight, get in shape for it?
Just a little bit.
How are you trying to reach it? You got a personal trainer?
No. Well, it's funny because there was all this stuff at the end of the year because, man, the holidays. And then we had Sarah's 50th birthday and all this extra food and all this stuff. And I was like, all right, I'm not going to eat over the break. Well, that didn't work.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try a 75 soft.
A 75 soft?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Which is pretty much, unfortunately, the weather is not permitting, but trying to get out and walk more. You know, we're going to get Lily, my dog, in shape.
And you.
And Sarah and I as well as we get ready for our trip.
Don't ask me for tips on the 75 hard because I failed it.
Okay. Guys, there is an idea that somebody came up with that on my social media that I want to run by you guys and see if this is a good idea or a bad idea, but it's something I never thought of in my life, but a way to reach your goals without ever thinking about them. When it comes when it comes to New Year's resolutions, this is something I never thought about doing. And I'm not sure how I feel about it, if it's a good idea or a bad idea. I'll run it by you guys. A friend of mine posted this, and she said it worked for her last year. She did like New Year's resolutions, or just kind of like a New Year bucket list, because the New Year resets you. Mm-hmm. And she wrote down like four things that she wanted to accomplish in 2024. And then she never was allowed to look back at it again. Usually you're ultra focused on it. Like you see it, you know it, and you keep focused.
Oh, but somewhat, like your background usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what people say, like, make sure you ultra focus on it. But one of the things that maybe happens with 75 hard, which is a really common diet and exercise things, is people obsess about it so much and are so intimidated by it that like the whole year, 365 just feels so long. And the 75 hard feels so intense that you just fall off the wagon. Like, I'm never going to be able to really be able to do this. I keep staring at it and I failed or I made a mistake. And so she's like, you know, you don't even realize when you misstepped or where you wandered off the path. But then if you're supposed to be on that path and you really want those goals to happen, those bucket lists to happen, the universe will let you make sure that happened. And she went back, looked at it from that date, from this date on, wrote down four things. She said two things. One, realize the place you are in now, like, oh, these were my goals. And the things that you maybe didn't appreciate, like, oh, man, like, I have these things, and you're like, those were all I wanted last year, and now I made those things happen. And the third thing she said is that because she wasn't ultra focused on it, and it wasn't just all on her mind, it allowed for her to freely accomplish those goals. And I was like,
yeah, I kind of
wow. I was like, I never thought about doing that, and this allowing myself to work, allow it like all come together.
I kind of see that. I kind of get that, because it's like one of those things where when you look back on that and go, oh, yeah, hey, look, I did. I lost weight. I was able to, or maintain weight.
Yeah.
I was able to, you know.
Leave the country. Her right. ones were like, I wanted to buy my first house. I wanted to do my first solo out of the country travel trip. It was, you know, like I want to run my first marathon. It was like, it was big things.
Yeah.
She goes, I end up hitting all four of my bucket list things, and I never look back on it. I wasn't allowed to look back on it until New Year's Day.
Wow, that's like a really good reflection tool.
Yeah, and the other one my in-laws did is they kept a big jar in their house, and whenever they felt like they appreciated someone or appreciated their partner, they wrote down something and they put it in the jar just randomly, and then on New Year's Day, they read all of the ones through the year.
I love that.
Wow.
And they said it was just a good reflection of all the things that happened in the year that they were able to appreciate that you kind of forgot even happened. And they're like, all of you were in our jar. You might not even realize it, but it was like, oh, Brett did this today. And they put the date on there and they could remember that date. And it's like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened. And so she's like, I highly recommend everyone doing that.
I love
it. Two things I never thought about doing is actually setting it and kind of forgetting it and writing down those appreciation things and then forgetting it and keeping your jar.
It's like a positive swear jar.
Yeah, like a positive swear jar.
Here we go.
So yeah, so if you want to steal a couple of those, I thought those were awesome.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.